Hey, welcome back to the kitchen. Today, I'm very sad because one of my double-walled glasses broke. Yeah. I have this obsession with double-walled glasses. I don't know whether you know this by now, but I drink a shit ton of coffee. And I like my coffee to be hot, so I started buying these glasses, which are made by Bodum. I think there are other brands, but they're double-walled with a vacuum in the middle of the two layers of glass to keep things hot longer and to keep cold drinks cold longer, right? But they're very delicate. Like, if you look at them cross-eyed, they'll break. If you if you put ice in them, and then pour cold water in it, it'll break because of the contraction, right? If you bump them on the table, they will break. So basically, they just have to be taken care of very carefully. And we have had a couple of these glasses broken before, but this was out of the blue. I knew it was broken because the minute I picked up the glass, I saw water swirling inside the glass. And I was like, this is an empty glass. Why is there water swirling? They went, oh, the water is inside the vacuum seal area. Now, if there's water inside a vacuum sealed area, it means that there's a hole somewhere. And yep, there was a small little chip of glass. Broken inside the glass, inside the mug, and it's gone. You can't use it anymore. I mean, you can, I suppose, but first of all, you could get rid of that small piece, but it's no longer effective, right? It's dangerous anyway to have a hole there. Yeah, so there goes another one. It annoys me because I buy these glasses in pairs, right? They come in a pair. So now I have one of these glasses in this size. I have a couple of other ones which are just by themselves as well. And it annoys the heck out of me when I don't have an even number. Yeah. So now I have three of the medium size. I have one of the small size, and I have for this largest one, one of the largest size. The borderline OCD part of me is just gonna go bananas. I gotta go and buy another one, I think, or another pair just to, I don't know. I hate it when these things happen. But yeah. They're very delicate. They're very nice to use. They look very pretty, but apparently they're very, very fragile. And they're hand blown, right? It's not a factory thing. You can't like churn them out, apparently. They have to be individually hand blown. And that's why they also have slightly different weight. I weigh my glasses because I use them for coffee, so I know that my glasses, even though they are the same volume, weigh slightly differently. Yeah, they weigh different between themselves because they're all handmade. So, yeah, I know it's very weird to get all worked up over a bunch of glasses, but they're kind of expensive, and I like using them too, and I've been really careful too. Almost always very careful with these glasses, so I don't know who broke them. Oh well. Maybe tomorrow I gotta go shopping. I am also low on milk. I didn't realize this until just now. And milk is a pain because okay, this is a very first world problem, right? I drink a particular brand of milk and I have to go to the supermarket to buy it. I know you can order it online, but I get very paranoid ordering things like milk, which are perishables, from an online store, having it delivered to me because I don't know whether it's been refrigerated on the way here. So I go down to the supermarket and carry that, like, 4 to 6 cartons of that stuff back home. No, I will not tell you what milk I use, because then you will all go and rush and buy it, and then I will have none. It runs out of stock very often, okay? And those of you who follow my posts, my social media posts, will know anyway what I drink. So I'm out of milk, and I haven't had a supermarket run for a while. I'm out of vegetables, I was told today during dinner. So I got to go to the wet market tomorrow. Yeah, it's stuff like that. It's become like a routine for me now since Circuit Breaker. I know Circuit Breaker felt like yesterday, but no, it's 2 years ago. I'm still doing the shopping, the supermarketing, and the wet marketing for my family. Good grief. What was that? I don't know. Fast and Furious. Screeching brakes. Yeah. Speaking of brakes, today I was on a bus, 45. The driver kept jamming the brake. What is up with that? That annoys the heck out of me. Like, can you not keep jamming? I mean, I understand if you do, like, you have to do it sometimes in case somebody, like, you know, drives in front of you. But, like, if you're jamming the brake that often, it implies that you've been driving, like, too fast. Then you're not keeping a safe distance, and you're not giving enough allowance to stop, right? Sometimes you would pull into the bus stop and jam the brake again. I'm like, hey, we're uncomfortable there. Who's this now? Hi. I thought everyone had gone to bed. Everyone has gone to sleep, but obviously I was wrong. Okay, I'll tell you guys tomorrow. I'm not recording this toilet run by my son. Good night.